Said, may the Lord give mercy to the house of Onesiphorus, for he oft refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chains. Onesiphorus refreshed me, said Paul. He encouraged me. He blessed me. Acts 4:36. And Barnabas, called the son of consolation, a Levite of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. Barnabas, a lot about him we do not know, but we do know he had the gift of giving. He was a great encourager. And Acts 9:27, when Barnabas took him, Paul, and brought him to the apostles and declared unto him how he, Paul, had seen the Lord in the way. God used Barnabas to minister to and encourage Paul along his journey in the way. And God used the encouragement and the exhortation of a Barnabas. I'd like for you to stop and think for just a moment. Is there somebody that God's brought into your life through the years, and you can think about them now, that God blessed you in an unusual way through them? Or it may have been financially, it simply may be by being an encourager. Somebody who cared about you, somebody who invested in you to some degree. That was what Barnabas was like. And whether you read about Simon Peter, some of the people who have the gift of ministry, gift of encouragement rather, Peter probably had the gift of prophecy. Peter was often sticking his foot in his mouth. Lord, I'll never forsake you. Jesus said, yeah, you will. You'll deny me three times. Or whether it's the ministry of Timothy and Martha, the spiritual gift of service or ministry, or teaching like Dr. Luke, or exhortation like Paul and Barnabas. We all need encouragers in our lives. So for the next few moments, listen carefully. The God-given ability to minister words of comfort, consolation, and encouragement and counsel to the members of the body of Christ with a desire that they may reach their full potential in Christ and feel helped or healed. Jesus was an awesome encourager. The ministry of exhortation, the ministry of encouragement. In John chapter 14, Jesus describes the Holy Spirit. He said, the Holy Spirit will comfort you. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go again to prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto my where I am, there you may be. Let not your hearts be troubled. Let believe in God, believe also in me. A word of encouragement to the disciples at a dark, dark hour. Think about how God used that person in your life to encourage you when you went through a storm. The Holy Spirit is called the Comforter in John 16, the Paraclete or the Parakletos, the coming alongside one. And the ministry of encouragement is an incredible ministry. In 1 Thessalonians 2:11, as you know, how we exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you as a father does his children, that you walk worthy of God who has called you into his kingdom and glory. And briefly, let me share with you four qualities, four aspects, four dimensions of somebody who probably has a spiritual gift of encouragement. That exhortation has a fourfold meaning. It's God uses the encourager for comfort when we hurt. You're going through a painful situation, and God just brought somebody into your life that knew what to say or what not to say. Maybe it was just an arm around you, your shoulder, or just a prayer for you, or a word of encouragement. Comfort when we hurt. Thank God that God puts into the church people who are sensitive. Now, there are all kinds of folks in the church. We're not immune from things that make us imperfect. But thank God that Calvary is full of church who are great encouragers. Blessed encouragers and faithful encouragers. Consolation when we fail. Young John Mark upset Paul a little bit, and Paul decided not to take him on the next missionary journey. And Barnabas said, I'll take him. And God redeemed and restored and rescued that ministry of young John Mark because he gave him a Barnabas to encourage him when he was hurt. Consolation when we fail. There it is, Barnabas again. You ever messed up? You ever made a bad decision? I'm grateful for the encourager who still loves you, who still believes in you, still wants to be there for you, because that's who they are. They are encouragers on every level. The encourager is for our comfort, for our consolation, for our counsel when we need direction. Barnabas to the church at Antioch in Acts 11 exhorted them that with purpose of heart they should cleave unto the Lord. The person the gift of encouragement recognizes when we've lost our way, and they want to be there as a guide, as a compass, to help us get back on track. And then continuance when we need to grow to maturity, like Paul and Barnabas, preaching to the believers at Pisidia on the first missionary journey. They persuaded them to continue in the grace of the Lord. Having said that, allow me, if you will, just another moment to share with you a concluding thought when we deal about the spiritual gift of encouragement. The marks of the encourager, I want to share with you several of them, but we'll do that so briefly. And just listen, see if God brings somebody to your mind as we read these qualities and characteristics. The marks of an encourager. They're motivated to urge people to grow in their faith and reach their full potential in Christ. When you refuse to deal with issues in life, it is as far as you will grow. Thus, spiritual children, the marks of encouragement, grow in your faith. There'll be times we'll stumble along the way, but keep your eyes on Jesus. And the encourager encourages you to stay faithful to what you know to be the truth. Encouragers have an ability to discern spiritual maturity and speak on that level. Sometimes God just brings somebody into our path and they've got just the right word for us in our situation, in our condition. And then they have a desire to give precise, practical steps of action. The encourager oftentimes will be a good encourager as far as encouraging you to receive good counsel, if you will, toward moving on to spiritual maturity and taking that next step, whatever it is. They're driven to explain truth with logical reasoning, often a good counselor. They're drawn to people who are needy. They're motivated to bring harmony between believers and awareness that harmony is essential to spiritual maturity. I recognize so many of these areas in the lives of people that I've served, people that know the Lord, and you can write their name out beside these qualities. They've discovered a value in trials and desire to speak truth out of their own personal experience. Some of the people God has used in my life have been those that have been through a storm, weathered the storm, and stayed faithful, and God brought them through. There's a willingness to walk with people through their trials with application of biblical principles, and there are steps to be implemented. In other words, they're there to help us move forward from disappointment or discouragement or stumbling along the way. The exhorter, the encourager, is an optimist, able to see the positives in difficult situations. They believe God's got a plan for you, and God does too. And then finally, the exhorter, encourager makes others feel valued, important, special, and loved. There are no spiritual gifts that are superior to or inferior to others. They all are a gift from God. And we here in this body of believers make up the body of Christ at Calvary Baptist Church. God has uniquely gifted this body as He has other bodies. And one of the things that God wants you to do and me to do is do what you can to recognize your spiritual gift. Live out your spiritual gift in the lives of others. Be a blessing to others. Be an encourager. Help other people get along life's road. And be somebody that invests your life in others. Be a Barnabas. And I tell you this, and I'm done. I wish you could have known Johnny Young. He was a wonderful pastor, and whether it was when he pulled that handkerchief out of his back pocket, wiped his brow, and we knew what was coming next, the hellfire and brimstone. Or whether it's my pastor, Brother Eldridge Crisco, who just turned 90 a few weeks ago, still preaching the word. The truth is, God's brought into my life people that have made my life sweeter, richer, and more full because they were God's encouragers to my life. Be a Barnabas. Be an encourager, whether that's your spiritual gift or not. But if that's your spiritual gift, just thank the Lord for it and exercise it as God gives you the opportunity. You may make a difference in somebody's life. Now, there may be somebody here, and you've gone through a storm. Somebody here's gone through a trial. Somebody's gone through a season. When you've gotten discouraged, you just need a good word. You just need somebody to put their arms around you and encourage you. When we stand and sing in a moment, we sing a hymn of invitation. If you want to find a place in this altar, there are folks that will kneel beside you and pray with you and ask God to speak to your heart. There are people here who care about you. We all do. And if you need, if you're hurt, you need healing, if you're discouraged, you need hope, Jesus is the greatest encourager ever. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Let's bow together.